You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty. We turn now to another Minding Michigan, where we explore mental health and wellness issues. Today, suicide. One person in Michigan dies by suicide around every 6 hours. And the CDC tells us men are 4 times more likely to die by suicide. Michigan is making a concerted effort to reach out to men with a project called Healthy Men Michigan, promoting mental wellness among men in our state. Dr. Jody Jacobson Fry is an associate professor of social work at the University of Maryland and a principal investigator of the Healthy Men Michigan Research Project. Welcome.
Thank you, Cindy. It's great to be with you.
That Michigan suicide rate, the one suicide death for about every 6 hours, is that rate on the increase?
It is increasing, actually, and you mentioned an increased number among men, which is my focus. We see increasing rates of suicide death among working-aged men, ages 25 to 64, and this is especially true throughout Michigan, where suicide is the fourth leading cause of injury death among men in that age group. So that's where our Healthy Men Michigan campaign is really focused.
So through your investigative work for this project, what did you learn about why men are at such a higher risk?
There's a lot that we don't know about men and depression and suicide and related risk factors. You know, a lot of what we know about suicide with women is that they attempt suicide more, but men often are more likely to use more lethal means. So they actually die by suicide more often. And those numbers have been steadily increasing over the past 2 decades. Researchers and theorists and practitioners have a lot of potential reasons as to why this might be going on. But one in particular that we're really focused on in Michigan is that men who may be suffering and struggling are feeling isolated and in silence. They're not reaching out and talking with other folks about their emotions, their depression, or even their suicide thoughts as much as women may be. So the typical messages that we use in the mental health field of how we reach out to folks that may be struggling, they have not been working with trying to engage men in help-seeking behavior. So this project in Michigan is really trying to take an innovative view and look a little bit differently as to how can we reach out to men in the community that maybe are not linked up with primary care physicians and behavioral health professionals in the same way that other folks may be that are also struggling with depression.
Which leads us to talk about men in rural areas. That's a big thrust of this project.
It is. I mean, one of the biggest risk factors for suicide among men that we're finding out in the Healthy Men Michigan study as well is feeling isolated and withdrawing. So men who are struggling with depression often experience that as feeling empty and disengaging from friends and families and withdrawing. So if you couple that with being in a more rural area, which tends to have more isolation, the risk for suicide and other mental health conditions increases exponentially. So this study is funded by the CDC, and the CDC also has some interesting data that came out about a year ago looking at people that may be at higher risk due to their occupation. And I think something that is really connected to what we're seeing with rural men is that one of the highest risk industries is farming, and tends to be more rural farming where we see increased suicide rates among men.
So when people go to healthymenmichigan.org, there's a different kind of outreach message crafted for the men. In a nutshell, how is it different from the traditional approach?
What we're doing with Healthy Men Michigan is blending the best of 2 different programs and embedding some research into that to see what works with online screening. So in the past, one of my partners, Screening for Mental Health out of Boston, does a lot of depression and anxiety and alcohol screening with working age adults. And the majority of folks that go online to take a self-assessment and screening are women. So a couple years ago, they started partnering with an organization called Man Therapy. And mantherapy.org is something that came out of Colorado as an online, completely different take on mental health and suicide prevention that uses what we call manly messages, stories of resilience and triumph, and humor, actually, to try to engage men in thinking about their mental health and well-being and their suicide risk. So we've blended aspects of that marketing and the messaging that really is designed specifically for working-aged men, and then we've coupled that with a formal online assessment for depression and suicide to reach out to men wherever they might be in the community at any time that they're ready to take the assessment, to get immediate feedback about their risk status, and then to get referral resources throughout the state and all the different regions of Michigan. What's innovative and interesting, in addition to the messaging we're using, which we're reaching men through Facebook, through Twitter, lots of online mechanisms, as well as over 200 partner organizations throughout the state are promoting Healthy Men Michigan with our posters, our wallet cards, our coasters, our magnets, and getting the messaging out there in a more engaging way. If you look at healthymenmichigan.org or follow us on Facebook or Twitter, you'll see that we use humor to actually bring up, could you be at risk for suicide? And that's something that is really new in the field, but it's resonating very well with working age men. They're telling us that it wasn't as stigmatized to go online, and they feel less alone when they find out other people may also be struggling with the same feelings and that there's actually some help out there for me. So we're starting to really reach a population throughout Michigan that is not connected to any traditional mental health services.
Dr. Jody Fry, Principal Investigator of the Healthy Men Michigan Research Project, and once again, the website healthymenmichigan.org. Thank you so much for sharing your work with us.
Thank you, Cindy.